is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden made his first address to the U.N. General Assembly today and wasted a little time to explaining America's role in the future of the planet. With more from Associated Press, here's correspondent Sagar Magani.
Biden is urging world leaders to work together to deal with COVID-19, climate change, and other global crises.
It's my honor to speak to you for the first time as President of the United States.
In his first speech to the UN General Assembly, the president declared the world's at an inflection point. The only way to move ahead is together.
Our security, our prosperity, and our very freedoms are interconnected, in my view, as never before. And so, I believe we must work together as never before.
Amid growing tensions with China, the president said the U.S. is not seeking a new Cold War or a world divided. But he's also facing some skepticism from allies after differences over the Afghan pullout, pandemic travel restrictions, and other issues. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Earlier in the meeting, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the world Tuesday to wake up to the greatest cascade of crises in our lifetimes.
A majority of the world's populations, over 90% of Africans, still waiting for the first dose. This is a moral indictment of the state of our world. It is an obscenity. We passed the science test, but we are getting an F in ethics.
The Australian decision to cancel a $66 billion deal to buy 12 French diesel electric submarines and to purchase instead at least 8 more sophisticated nuclear-powered attack boats from Britain and America continues to reverberate, with French officials smarting at what they see as a betrayal by London.